This morning, St. Paul tells us something kind of surprising to me. He's talking about what in English we call the natural law, la ley natural. And he says, essentially, that because in the past we refused to acknowledge God, this is before God even came and revealed himself to us through Abraham and Moses, and then later on through Christianity, but just by our very natures, we are capable of understanding that there is a God, and that God has certain characteristics. And because, basically because of sin, we choose not to accept that, he said, they did not accord to God as glory as God or give him thanks. Instead, they became vain in their reasoning. While claiming to be wise, they became fools, exchanged the glory of the immortal God for the likeness of mortal man, or birds, or four-legged animals, etc. Because of that, therefore, God handed them over to impurity through the lusts of their hearts. So he says that the sin of lust in society comes when we fail to recognize God as God, which to me, it doesn't feel like it's a natural direct line correlation. But you think about it, ultimately, so often the reason why we have problems in society is not because we don't understand or we don't know what is true. It's that we don't want to accept what is true. There are a lot of geniuses that are much smarter than I that have come up with horrible philosophies because they didn't want to accept certain things. So they use all this intelligence to try to think of, there's got to be some other way to think about life. Then you and I, a lot of the times, we know instinctively what the truth is, but if we don't want to accept it, we will reject it, and then we will invent new things to believe. So St. Paul was saying, first of all, what can we know about God? I mean, first, simply by the beauty of nature, we can understand certain things about God. Any primitive human being who looks up at the night sky and sees the stars and starts to understand, they may not understand that there's one God or many gods or whatever, because that takes a lot of human thought, and sometimes it takes generations of people thinking to come up to that conclusion. But to understand that there's something out there that's bigger than us, to understand that one way or another there's something creative, to understand that there is basic right and wrong, any authentic culture that is trying to seek the truth can eventually arrive to that. I stumbled into this. It's in Spanish. I will give you my best English translation, and then in Spanish it'll be easy, because I've already got it. We all know what the golden rule is, right? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Which, again, Christianity has, or Jesus synthesized it. But different cultures have all come up with something similar. Some of them are a little bit off, but you can see when a culture is authentically seeking the truth, we're capable of arriving to this. So, there is a small religion that maybe some of you have heard of. It goes back a couple thousand years. It was Persian. Baha'i. Blessed the person who loves his brother before loving himself. This is pre-Christian thought from the Middle East. Confucianism. Confucius. El chinito este. The greatest benevolence consists in not doing to others what you would not want them to do to you. Sounds very familiar, right? Hinduism, again, this is something pre-Christian. The greatest duty is not to do to others what causes pain when it is done to you. Jainism, I think it's Jainism in English. Again, this is a Middle Eastern kind of pre-Christian religion before Islam. A person should deal with others, with all the other creatures in the world, the same way that you would want to be dealt with. This one's a little bit off, because if you say all the other creatures in the world, you know, you don't deal with a cow the way you deal with a human being, for example. It's okay to eat cows, it is not okay to eat human beings, but it's approaching truth. There's something that is pretty true there. Sikhism. I am not a stranger to anybody, and nobody is a stranger to me. In fact, I am a friend of alls. Pretty close to Christianity. Buddhism. Do not deal with others in a manner that you would not, or that you yourself would find annoying. Christianity, we already said, do unto others as you have them do unto you. In this consists the law and the prophets. Islam. None of you truly believe until you desire for others what you would desire for yourself. Imagine if somebody, the fundamentalist radicals in Islam, would actually live that one. Judaism. This is not in the Bible, but this is in the Talmud. What you find hateful, do not do to your brother. In this consists all of the law. Everything else is mere commentary. And Taoism, which is again pre-Christian Asian, Japanese, consider the victory of your neighbor as if it were your own, and the defeat of your neighbor as if it were your own. So, what do we have going on there? Not all of those statements are perfect, but you can see that natural law leads us to understand quite a bit of what is true. What God gives us in Revelation is something different. Revelation is to know that there is one God who is three persons, to know that Jesus Christ is truly the Son of God. Revelation involves angel, you know, all the things that were revealed. But there's so much that we can just by our human nature understand. And if we are sincere and grasp for it, we will live virtuous lives. They won't be Christian lives, but they will be very virtuous lives. As a society, we live in a pluralistic country with different religions, different faiths, different belief systems. But if as a nation we were to simply live natural law, God would bless us. Actually, the United States, so much of our foundational documents, the reason why we still have the original, the second version of the Constitution, frankly, but anyway, the reason why we still have the oldest Constitution in the world is because there's a great deal of natural law in there. Now, we are losing it because of what St. Paul in the letter to the Romans said. We start to worship the creature instead of the creator, and then we start to fall into our lusts and passions. But if we simply live with great sincerity, just simply according to human nature, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, there's so much space for God to bless us there.